on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Josh. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good, Taryn. How are you doing?
Doing well. Excited to be here as we update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 75 in the house. And it was an interesting day to talk about what was going on here. We have some conversations that happen. We have a veto that is, you know, not going to be used. And that's pretty much it. There is some interesting stuff here, especially from Enzo. But overall, it's going to be another, you know, as per usual, pretty short day.
We have a few things, but, you know, let's, you know, make the best of what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
There's just some colorful characters still left there. You know, Enzo's still a big character, so.
All right. So we started the day with, really, with Christmas and Cody. Christmas is going to make her pitch to Cody for, okay, use the veto on me. Or not use the veto on me. Don't vote me out, I guess, is the correct thing here. And her pitch is, look, I don't want to throw Nicole under the bus. That's not my style. If I stay, that's not how I want it to happen. I don't want to play that way. I don't want to play a dirty game. So instead, I'm just going to tell you that I hope you know what's best for you going into the final three, that you are going in there with open eyes. And I've loved playing with you. I think you're a legend. I've loved it. We're good, right?
You know what? This is, I mean, it's typical what you'd expect Christmas to say is exactly what she said. So, like, it's typical, like, trying to be not conniving when totally being conniving. But, you know, I give her props for trying. But, I mean, does she not see that it's, come on, the writing's on the wall. She's toast. Come on.
Literally, the only thing she has is the dirt she has on Nicole. Like, and she's actively, the first thing she says to Cody is, I'm not going to do anything against Nicole. It's you or Nicole.
It's the Pied Piper season, okay? Like, it's just like, let's try and be nice. But like, come on, it's final four. You got to throw her under the bus. You need to do whatever you can. Make up a lie. Do what you got to do. But come on.
Yeah, what happened to game information? What happened to non-personal game information that it's perfectly valid to use game information against somebody, especially in a spot where it's you or that person? What happened to that, Christmas?
Exactly. At this point in time, I'd be okay with like a Christmas funeral thing where she just spews out lies. But I mean, I hate Christmas too, so I really don't care, but... But, like, why doesn't she just spew something out? Like, come on, lie about something. Maybe Cody will believe it. He's super emotional. He does believe stuff sometimes, and maybe she could save herself. Mm-hmm. She has a couple days, so.
Yeah, and it's just like, this is so it's exactly what she did the first time she played in the final three, where she just basically gave up, and it's just like, I mean, like, she could be having conversations. Let me tell you what she could be saying. Not that it would work, but at least she'd be doing something, which is that she could be saying, well, just so you know, in case you are under the assumption that Nicole has not had these conversations, I've been talking with Nicole about how you are going to win the game no matter what, and that you definitely can't be taken to the final two. And she has agreed with me, and she has told me explicitly that she wanted me in the final three last week, and that we would be taking each other because we're each other's best shot. So if you think that, hey, if I take Nicole, she's definitely taking me, that, and you don't know about these conversations, now you do. I hope that maybe has some, you know, you can factor that into your decision if you want.
You know what? Here's the thing. Like, if she did or whatever with Cody, I think at this point he's so tied to Nicole that he's probably would still take her to the end. I really think that Cody would take Nicole to the end, even over Enzo, whatnot. So, I mean, Christmas can try, and I give her props for trying a little bit, but Cody's, what she could tell him, Nicole's out to kill his family, and I think he'd still.
Well, see, but that's what I'm saying. We can't give her props because she's not trying that thing.
Right.
I don't think it will work.
she could
at least be saying it. It's literally, she's sitting there. It's like in a zombie movie when somebody's left behind to die and they're holding like a grenade and they're like ready to do like the final whatever stand and like blow themselves up to blow up the zombies. Except she's like, I don't want to play dirty against these poor zombies who they think they've got a nice snack in front of them. I don't want to ruin their day.
I'll just let it blow up in front of me and just hope that something happens. You never know.
it's annoying because, especially because of the argument that she had with Devon earlier in the season about like she did use information against somebody in the past when it was not her life on the line. And she made such a strong case about how, you know, in the game you have game conversations, and if you don't want those game conversations to be repeated or used against you, then you shouldn't have those game conversations with somebody like her, when you can't trust her with that information. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm not going to throw Nicole under the bus. That is just dirty gameplay. And I am not about dirty gameplay. That is just not my style. I have to wonder what Devon and Bailey would feel about hearing this.
I think Devon and Bailey are getting ready to be excited to watch this woman get evicted because she deserves it. It's like, okay, so I personally, like, one of my things about Big Brother, I'm a big BBUK old school fan where people would get booed when they come out of the house. And it just upsets me that people don't get booed. Like, they deserve it. And I want to see Christmas get booed. Well, we don't have an audience, but I just want to see Christmas see like all the people that hate her and all the things that she's done this season.
Well, I disagree with that. I'm not into the booing or the hating.
That's me. Yeah. For Christmas.
Well, what we do have is that Nicole is going to talk to Cody. And they're really just kind of talking about like their relationship throughout the season. She's worried that that Danny is going to be saying things about her in the jury, which she should be worried about. She's going to tell Tyler that I didn't like him. She has so much dirt on me, and Cody's like, hey, I told you not to trust her, right? I never trusted Danny. And she was like, yeah, but you didn't trust me either at the start, did you? She's like, it took a while for you to trust me. And he was like, look, I didn't think that you trusted me, which, yeah, made me not trust you a little bit.
They have just like the cutest little relationship. It's cute. It's kind of like a brother sister thing. But with Nicole, I mean, I think she trusted Danny the whole time. And I think he did. I feel like he did too. I don't get
Danny,
this.
No, he never trusted Danny.
Really? I thought he did at one little point.
Oh,
in time.
No.
He, at the from, beginning.
Even before he had a relationship with her, he didn't trust her and he wanted her gone. Then Nicole kind of vouched for her. She came up and talked to him. He brought her into alliances, but like immediately was like, no, I don't trust her. She keeps telling me that everyone is worried about a guy's thing, but I haven't heard that from anyone. And when I ask her, Who are these people? She says, everyone, Cody. She won't tell me. And he was sure that it was her that was pushing that narrative.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, Danny was also playing a big game right from the beginning. And I think she did her thing. So he definitely caught on to that then. But I do think having Nicole in the game helped Danny very much at like the first half of the game. I actually do think it did. But yeah, I mean, if Nicole wasn't there, then maybe Danny would have gone earlier.
I mean, if Nicole's not, so here's the thing. I think if Nicole is not there, then I don't know, maybe Danny is forced to work with Janelle and Kacer, which would have been a better spot for her. But
100%.
At the same time, if Nicole is not there, Danny might be the first boot, genuinely, because when Kacer wins the safety suite and saves Janelle and Cody moves off over somewhere else, if Nicole is not there to vouch for Danny, given what Cody was saying about Danny, I genuinely think that it's Danny up on the block next to either Keisha or Kevin, and that Danny is the first boot.
I 100% agree with you. They're not going to get rid of Keisha if there's a bigger threat. That's kind of an old school player that's there. And Danny is a huge threat. She's one of the best players in the history of Big Brother. She's a legend in Big Brother. No question. Danny would have been the first one out. No question.
Especially if she was close to Janelle and Kacer, because it would have been an easy sort of like, oh, that's, she's associated with them. So.
Yeah, I still don't. I still to this day do not get the stem of what her problem was with Janelle. I still don't get it. I've watched interview after interview, have no clue what it is. We just don't know.
Dethrone the queen.
I mean, didn't get her that far. So, I mean, decently, but.
But yes, I mean, really, like, this is just one of so many conversations that have happened on the feeds that, like, people who talk about the relationships and alliances that were formed in the preseason really need to watch, because it's very clear that throughout the game, they were kind of like circling around each other, that there was not this unbreakable bond, certainly not anything, as, you know, as, you know, money sharing as the original All-Stars had or anything like that. But of course, the really, really big conspirators will say that this was all a, you know, 80 days in or 75 days in was a staged conversation between the two of them alone, as were all of the conversations that were staged throughout the entire season, to which I would say, like, no.
I mean, you're
again. Yeah. Did you watch the original All-Stars? People like Dr. Will were not good enough to stage conversation. It was very obvious. Like, we found out that they were money sharing. So, you know, let's calm down about that.
Taryn, you're making me so sad talking about the original All-Stars with how amazing that season was. I loved the original All-Stars.
Yeah.
And just how much of a travesty this season is. It's been like a fan fiction gone bad.
Which is funny because people blame, you know, this supposed pre-gaming and relationships and stuff for the you know, reason that this season has been poor. But again, the original All-Stars had that in spades. People like Daniel Reyes is on Twitter literally like, we pre-gamed so much in the original one. Why are people upset about this in this one? It's not the reason things have gone wrong. And people are like, Danielle, come, we know better than you. The original All-Stars, so much worse pre-gaming. Like, people are like, oh no, the reason why the pre-gaming this season is bad is because it involved people that weren't on the season, as if there weren't people not involved in the season of the original All-Stars involved in the pre-gaming, as if Winners at War and Survivor didn't have people not involved, as if that season didn't have a lot of pre-gaming, as if any Survivor or All-Star season doesn't have a lot, as if this is really genuinely any different than any other season, because it's not. And the fact of the matter is there are a plethora of other reasons why this season has disappointed people. There's a plethora of other reasons why the original All-Stars at the Final Four had Janelle evicting Dr. Will. And this season we're going to have Cody evicting Christmas.
Well, if you ask me, what I think a big thing is obviously the casting. I think the casting is huge. Like in the original All-Stars, you had phenomenal female players, like all six of the women that were chosen for the original All-Stars were incredible players. You had Janelle, you had the original Netta, Diane, you had Nokomis, you had Allison, you had Danielle Reyes, like you had great players. And then this time it's just with the casting, they cast a lot of men who were in all male alliances. You got Enzo, you got Memphis, you had a lot of guys that were kind of like Robins to Batman. And I think that may have been a mistake on that end if they would have cast maybe like a Donnie from season 16. But I think the casting was a major reason in why this went the way it did.
I'd go as far as to say that I don't think it was the casting either. I think that there were a lot of people on this cast that were here to play and were here to play hard. I really think that the biggest factor, and we'll have many of these conversations, but the biggest factor was straight up just luck. It was bad luck. The HOH results in the first 4 or 5 weeks, could have gone the other way so easily, and they didn't. When you have a season where there's one group of people that just wins literally every single HOH, there's nothing that you can do. And I've talked about this before, but just in general, there are a few different things that I feel like really add the likelihood of bad luck happening that production has done. And personally, I don't think the casting was the biggest problem at all this season. I think that it really, competitions, just the way that things are set up, the big cast, the twists that have been happening, the overall zeitgeist with being a loyal soldier is rewarded by the jury, by the show, so on and so forth. I think that has really harmed things.
Yep. And a lot of people are playing safe this season. A lot of people were like, I think, scared to make big moves in this, or they thought they were making big moves, but they weren't. I think there was,
I think there were so many people that were willing to make big moves. They just literally never won anything. It was like, and then even once Tyler in the triple eviction should have made a bigger move. You can understand why he didn't, because it happened so fast, and he thought he was making a big move by taking out Danny, and he tried to vote out Nicole and he didn't. And so we see Enzo not voting out Nicole, and we're like, people were afraid to make big moves. But it was really just like, I think it was Enzo's problem. Most other people were willing to, maybe Enzo and Danny were the two biggest people not willing to make moves, but I think most other people were going to, but with Cody in charge, like Cody's the guy who Cody's moves are by definition not big moves, because everything he's doing is he's in charge of everything. And when Cody gets his way so often, it's like there's no big moves that are being made, because it's Cody's move. It's Cody's thing.
Yeah. I mean, Cody was kind of in control, I think, for the majority of this game. He said so many people backing him and so many ties to different people that it's almost like 80% of what he's wanted this season, I feel like, has happened.
Nicole does talk to Cody. Like, she says, look, I trusted you, but there were times I doubted you. You weren't telling me things like the 6-6, things like that. But overall, they're fine. They trust each other now. They've really bonded over this season. Enzo's going to talk to Christmas. He's going to apologize for putting her on the block and for not really giving her enough of a heads up. He says, look, I couldn't put Cody on the block, yo. That would have been like you putting Memphis on the block, yo. That's it. And she says, she did feel betrayed. But he does admit, he's like, look, I would rather have you in the final three, because I think that Cody is going to take Nicole. I think they have something and I'm really concerned about that. I'm probably going to get third again because I'm stuck in the end with people that are winning everything all over again. It's annoying. And it's like, well, you know, he's like, my only hope is that, look, you never know what the jury's thinking. Did Cody ruffle a lot of feathers? Kevin, Day, David, Tyler, they were all pissed at Cody. But they could have recovered by now. So I'm going to have to make the decision if I win. Do I take the champion or do I take the comp beast? Like, what do I don't know. I don't know.
I think this is a good move for him to have this conversation because this game is about working a jury. And I don't think Enzo has upset that many people on the jury. So, I mean, everyone's like, Enzo's not going to win the final HOH, but you never know what's going to happen. This game is complete luck. I think if Enzo wins that final HOH, he stands a really good shot at winning this game because he's liked by a jury. It just depends how what he does. I think his best bet is if he takes Nicole, not Cody. If he takes Cody, I think Cody wins. But if he takes Nicole, I think Enzo could pull off a win here.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think cutting Cody is just straight up the winning move for either of them at this point. But it's interesting to hear that he is thinking these things out, talking them through with Christmas, I think, is a good idea. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Christmas is going to talk to the cameras. She's proud that she didn't get dirty in her campaign. She thinks she made a good pitch. You know, more Christmas stuff about all of the things that Christmas says to the camera.
She's talking to how she's planning for the holidays, you know.
And then really the last conversation of the day, Christmas ends a talk again. And Enzo's talking about like, yo, I'm so pale, yo, that's it. I gotta take a picture with Mulan and I don't even want to be in the picture, yo. I've lost too much weight in my face. I gotta put on some bronzer. Should I put on some bronzer? It's like, oh man, yo. Well, single digits left, right? 9 days. Yeah. 9 days until Cody wins $500,000, yo. That's it. Yay. Yay. I guess you never know with the jury, yo, but. Man, I mean, what if someone goes to the end and takes Cody out? I mean, that's a big body bag to hand to the jury, yo. There's always a way, yo. That's it.
Maybe somewhere inside of him, he actually thinks he knows that he needs to get rid of Cody. Maybe we don't know this. Maybe he's not telling anybody this. Maybe he's seeing that Cody is the bigger threat. If he wants to truly win this game and not do a replay of season 12... maybe he'll do something different that we don't expect him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll take Franzel.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's, I mean, this is so much more than what we've heard from Nicole, that like, I know that people like it's very fun to like dunk on, Enzo because he's disappointed us in the past, but, I think I've been saying this, but like he has talked about this a lot more than Nicole has, that like, I mean, he's literally like, all right, he's where we are. Like, I got to wait 9 days for Cody to make $500,000. It's pretty annoying. Again, it does not mean that he's going to cut Cody. I don't think he will, because of the rest of the things that he says, that he feels not only annoyed that Cody's going to win, but annoyed that he's in a spot where he feels like he probably has to take Cody. He says, again, you never know how the jury will vote. On my season, Hayden won like 7 competitions and he won like 5. He's 7 competitions. Lane won 1 and the vote came 3-3 to me. It was tied. So you never know. You never know what the jury's going to do. He's seen plenty of seasons like that. Plenty of seasons. And he thinks the jury's going to be temperamental. The jury could, I think this jury's going to come into questioning. And if you say the wrong thing, I think you're going to go, oh, let me switch this key. And so that could easily happen. But you know what's crazy? I think Nicole is taking Cody. That's crazy.
Oh, straight up craziness. But, okay, and then I was actually just thinking about this. Let's say Nicole takes Cody. Do you 100% think Cody would beat Nicole? 100% think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 1,000%.
Because I think Nicole does. There are some people on that jury that I think do support Nicole, like Ian, Danny. Like, there are people I think that could have influence, maybe.
But, I mean, those jury segments, it seemed like Danny was very much not supporting Nicole.
She's kind of over
Danny's one of the most anti-Nicole people on the jury, as far as I'm concerned.
Very true. Yeah, I don't think Nicole stands a chance. Who are we kidding?
Yeah. We're hearing from Ian that Cody's running the game. We're hearing from Kevin that Cody's running the game and that everyone should take him out. If they don't, then he's going to win. We're hearing from Danny that Cody's running the game and that Nicole's not playing a winning game. It's just like, you know, it feels, and the last thing we heard from Devon about Nicole is that she can't forgive her on a personal level for what she did.
Nicole's definitely not going to be the Sandra of Big Brother. It's not happening. So
yeah, I mean, she could cut Cody.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, of course you have to sort of consider the context of like Enzo saying this to Christmas. I have to imagine that Enzo would love to create arguments against Nicole taking Cody to Christmas in the hopes that Christmas relays those arguments to Nicole so that Christmas is making those arguments, not Enzo, because if Enzo makes the arguments, it's self-serving. If Christmas makes the argument, it makes it seem very, very plausible. And so if that's the intention, I really like it. I'm not sure it is. Either way, it's like, if that's the intention, that means he's 100% still taking Cody and that's, he's just trying to get Nicole to take him, which is like not great, but I like the play. If he's not doing it intentionally and these are his genuine thoughts, then he's considering cutting Cody, which is good. And he might win because of that. But it also means that he's not doing this good play on purpose. So I feel like I have to choose one or the other at this point.
As I've learned in this season, you never know what Enzo is going to do until he sits in front of that booth to vote. You never know. Like, he could be telling everyone something and then boom, he votes for himself every round. And that's like, I guess one thing that's really excited me this season is, how's Enzo going to vote? What is he going to do? Is he going to throw out a hinky vote? Is he going to do this? Like, so, you know, I don't know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like he's taking Cody, and I think you can, if you read between the lines or maybe even just read the lines, you can see why, that he says he thinks that Kevin, Devon, David, and Tyler would be votes for him, not only because they're mad at Cody, but because he has a better relationship with all of them. Kevin, Day, David, Tyler, he had the relationship with those people that Cody did not, and that they all expressed that they were mad at Cody at various points during their evictions, that he feels like he probably would have those four votes. And he's worried that, like, maybe they've cooled down, maybe they'll give it to Cody because, you know, they've had a chance to cool down, but he still feels like those are votes he could have, with Cody, whereas he has expressed to Cody and to others that he and to Christmas earlier in the week that he is concerned about Nicole's votes in the jury, that she would have Danny, Devon, perhaps Kevin, Ian. And so he has, you know, potentially four votes against him with Nicole. If he cuts Cody to take Nicole, then maybe, and Cody said, I would be a vote for Nicole. So that's, you know, that's potentially five votes for Nicole. And I think that's where a lot of this, you know, confusion for Enzo is coming from. He's like, this is so annoying because it's so dumb that Cody has won so many competitions. He's like, and he's in the best spot. And he says he's in the best spot because he knows that he's still taking Cody. And he knows that Nicole is taking Cody right now. And he's like, this is so stupid that Cody is the one being taken by both of us. And I can't even switch it because I think I'll lose to Nicole. So I have to take Cody and hope that I do okay. And I can't even get out of the stupid Gordian knot here. This is where he is. And he's like, did I screw up? I must have screwed up somewhere. Should I have voted out Nicole? Is that where I screwed up? Like, should I have voted her out? He's like, man,
I don't know. You know what? He needs to go with his gut here. And his gut, I'm sure somewhere is saying it would be better for his game to take her over Cody. But you're right. I think he's going to stay loyal. And he's questioning himself. Why should I take Cody? He's winning all these challenges. He's basically controlled the game. We're both in a spot where we're both going to take him. But what can be done here? You know, like, it's a confusing thing. But he needs to go with his gut. And I hope his gut says take Nicole, because then he will win, hopefully. I would love to see Enzo win of this three. That is who I would love to see win, would be Enzo. That would be entertainment for me.
Well, there you go. that's pretty much what the day was. Josh, was there anything that you wanted to bring up?
No, you know what? I think that overall, like, this season, it's been a little disappointing, but, like, you know, you got to make the best of it, you know, and take it for what it's worth. Like, I think there was some really good gameplay this season, just to summarize it. I mean, it's unfortunate that the great players like Janelle, Kacer, Davon, even Danny Donato, Tyler, none of them made it this far. And it's really unfortunate, but who knows? Maybe they'll do a Legends season or something that's 30 days. Come on, production, do it. That's all we need.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great, but considering the response to this season, I'm not sure. Although, you know, we always get caught up in the internet response. I think I've seen that the ratings are doing fine. Like the from the start of the season to the end of the season, it hasn't really been dropping any viewers, despite the fact that the online community has been dropping a bit. So, you know, we sometimes live in our own world over here.
You know what? I think the viewers, like, the show watching has stayed up. I hope that, I mean, Big Brother will always have the same viewers. They're loyal. It's kind of like, it's similar to Big Brother and Survivor. They keep the same viewers, the same people watch year after year. You could throw whatever at Big Brother viewers, they're still going to watch it. But I'm hoping that next season, whatever they do, I hope we get a really good cast. I hope we get a really good season. That's what I'm hoping for, is we get something good next season.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I did play some Among Us yesterday with Puya and Melissa and Liana and the crew. And we had some fun. And so you can check that out. The VOD, the video is still up on my Twitch channel if you want to watch. You can hit the follow button if you want to be notified anytime I go live with more games or talking about Big Brother or whatever. You can find me there. Josh, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mendels8. That's MENDELS and then the number 8.
Yes.
Thanks,
and of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. We'll be live tonight with a recap of tonight's episode and tomorrow night with the Stockwatch Roundtable. So check that all out. Thank you so much for joining us once again. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.